All right, so listen, Illinois football, you were there. Wasn't it last year they had thunder and lightning? Was that last year when we talked about...
I wasn't here last year.
Yeah, but you knew a lot about Illinois football.
Yeah.
Was that last year when we were talking about LeSure and somebody else was thunder and lightning, or is that like 5 years ago? That could have been Rocky Harvey, maybe.
Is that like Pierre Thomas or Rashard Menonhall or something like that?
Never mind. Anyway.
Jason Ford and Mikel LeSure, is that what
maybe
you're
that's
about?
What it was, maybe. But now we just have lightning.
No, I think I think last year was more just thunder and thunder.
Thunder and thunder.
With a burst of lightning every once in a while.
So here's my question. Why are people so down on Illinois, except for around here, obviously? I mean, I'm a little more optimistic than normal, mm-hmm. than normal people, but why
you're just
is
an optimistic guy usually.
When you look at I don't care what college team, if you've got 8 home games and some of the games they're playing early, I mean, 2 of them should be no-brainers, I would think, then I don't understand how people have them not even getting to bowl games.
Who doesn't have them in a bowl game?
I don't know. I've seen publications that have them like 9.
I know a lot of I've seen some publications have them 7th or 8th in the Big Ten, but that's still a bowl game.
Well, that's true.
But no, national media aren't going to buy into this team. I mean, Ron Zook, yeah, he did it with the Rose Bowl, and last year was a pretty successful. I mean, we got to remember, if they didn't win that Texas Bowl game,
I agree.
Is anybody as excited about this year? I mean, you'd be coming off a 6-17.
No.
A 6-7 season. You lose 3 of the main guys, top three round NFL
picks.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, they still got something to prove here. But yes, I mean, they have a good offensive line, a great offensive line. I'll say it that far. At the scrimmage yesterday, and I've seen this at practice, Jeff Allen and Hugh Thornton, they're the weak side guys. They run to them all the time. I mean, they go to them all the time, and they move people. Yeah, they open holes, and I think the running game will be very healthy this year. Jason Ford had a run yesterday where he went to the left side, and I don't know if it was Houston Bates. I heard somebody say it was Houston Bates, but I thought it was Ernest Thomas. He just ran straight at him. You know, he didn't look at him and try and juke him or, fake him out. Just ran straight at him, bowled over him, got 5 more yards, and got to the 1 yard line. That's what Jason Ford does.
Yep.
I mean, he had a burst last week where he had a 65-yard touchdown, which I was surprised to hear about. I didn't see it, but I was surprised to hear that he had that kind of burst, because that's what I question with him.
Yes.
I think Jason Ford's a guy that can get 4 or 5 yards per carry, because he's going to have 12-yard carries that normal people would get 3 yards on, because he's so strong and he bowls you over at about 238 pounds.
Anybody else has been to Camp Rantoul, give us a call, 359-2255. I have not had a chance to make it to Camp Rantoul. In fact, it's kind of funny. I kind of forgot they were there. And, because when you go on vacation, you just forget everything.
Well, it's funny. We were going to talk a ton about it last week and run a lot of audio. But the problem was we had all that breaking news, Jeremy Richmond and the AD. But, they've looked like a team that's been practiced for a week. You have a lot. My big thing is defensively. There's a lot of questions there on defense. But the one guy I've been really impressed with is Akeem Spence, the defensive tackle.
My boy.
He's a redshirt sophomore, his 3rd year here. He's a bowling ball at 6'1", 300 pounds. I don't know if he's as athletic as Corey Legit, but he can penetrate the defense. He's pretty quick. He was a first-team All-American by Phil Steele last year. So I think he's a guy that's going to command that kind of presence from offenses where they have to concentrate on him, and he's going to draw a lot of attention. The problem is, do you have the guys around him that can take advantage
Correct.
Of that? Pass rush-wise, Michael Buchanan, that bandit, that 3-4 outside linebacker, he really has studied DeMarcus Ware, who is a guy that Vic Koning coached at Troy in 2003.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And of course, he's a 5-time Pro Bowler
at
the 3-4 outside linebacker position for the Dallas Cowboys. I like Michael. I mean, he's a good athlete, but sometimes I wonder, when he goes against big offensive tackles, sometimes he can out-quick him, but he can't really
He's
bowl
a little
rush
undersized,
Yeah,
correct.
I mean, he's 6'6", 240. He's listed at 240, but you worry. Sometimes I was watching him, he can't get off those blocks as easily because he's not as strong as those guys. He's still a lanky guy. Justin Staples has been pretty good in that bandit role, too, so maybe he can provide that pass rush. The secondary has been pretty good. I think Tavon Wilson and Terry Hawthorne are one of the better duos in the Big Ten. And then Justin Green gives you depth, and Truon Henry's good. Shupo Sani is a guy they're looking for to make. And he looks like a big linebacker back there as a safety, so you got size there, but they're looking for a little more depth there.
And Ramsey switching out of safety. So, you know, you've got to have that good secondary. I'm a guy that's still like a broken record, but I know that Rose Bowl year, they had it. They had the secondary. And I think you can get some leadership from those guys because they're the ones in that back studying that, seeing what's going on. And I think that just helps you so much and could maybe overcome a little bit of that defensive line.
Well, yeah, and defensive line, you know, Craig Wilson, the defensive tackle, you know, for all things considered, I mean, this is a guy that's played offensive line his first, I think he's on his fifth year here,
right,
first 4 years. Now he moves to defensive tackle in the spring, and he was pretty good in the spring. He's pretty good in short bursts for Illinois. You worry about his conditioning. I mean, he's a 6'5", 330-pound guy. Trying to make it through a whole game is tough for him, so you need an Austin Tiesma, a Jake Howe,
sure,
these backup guys that, you know, are solid, but they're not going to be spectacular. You need them to maybe step up, and that's probably where teams can take advantage of them. In linebacker, you got Ian Thomas in the middle.
Right.
And he's got a lot of experience moving back to that middle linebacker position that he played 2 years ago before Martez moved to middle linebacker. Jonathan Brown, like him, he's always around the football.
I do, too. I expect huge things out of him.
Yeah, he's always around the football. The coaches like him, want him to sometimes be a little smarter, you know, sometimes late hits and things like that he had in the spring. But Ralph Cooper's a freshman they've been pretty impressed with also. But just a lot of questions, and you're not going to answer them until you get into that Big Ten season. But the good thing is you still have a couple more weeks here of practice, and you still have those warm-up games, as you want to say, and where you can really figure out where your rotation is going to be there.
Do you know that high school football starts in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And college football starts Labor Day weekend.
And then
for Illinois
starts on September 11th.
I don't know that I'm ready for everything. It's not that I'm not excited. I just don't know if I'm ready for summer to be over.
Are you because you probably haven't separated yourself from baseball yet.
I haven't.
As a Chicago guy,
I've been done with it for a while.
But the White Sox are reeling
They're reeling me back in.
But I'm ready for football. Watching Camp Rantoul and all this, I am ready for it.
Well, if you have any thoughts on the Illini football team, give us a call, 359-2255. That's 359 call. Jeremy's been there a few times, so you could pick his brain on it. Or if you've been to Camp Rantoul, we'd love to hear your thoughts. If you've been there, you know more than me. So I'd like to hear your thoughts as well. But when we come back, I want to ask you about three young kids, two running backs and a quarterback. And I want to kind of get your idea on what you think of these guys. Because one of them, when I see a picture of him, is a stud. And I can't wait to see him carry the ball. We'll do that next. A&J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
You guys probably feel the same way we do. You know, they look like they got a chance to be pretty good players. And, you know, we just got to keep grinding on them and keep playing. I thought Riley made some really, really nice throws. I was really impressed with some of the things he's did. Obviously, Donovan's got he's a strong back and he can do some things, but he's got to be able to stick it up in there. He can't bounce outside. And those are all things that they have to learn when they get to college. But I think, you know, and Josh, I thought Josh is, you know, he's quick as a cat and he can do some things, too. So, I mean, we're going to have some weapons on offense.
Illini football coach Ron Zook talking about three of the young kids I was going to talk to you about. Thanks, Coach Zook. You're taking by the way, I got a text from a buddy.
Yeah.
Drew Hettinger that said Rocky Harvey and Pierre Thomas were fire and ice. So I'm only...
Last year, those two guys, Thunder and Lightning, when was that?
10 years off,
yeah,
or whatever.
Like
on my
7 years off.
There are two new young kids that are kind of, I don't know if I'm going to say talk of the camp, but I assume you guys are talking about them. That's Donovan Young, who's the freshman from Texas, who's built like just a beast.
Yeah, he passes the eye test. I mean, this is a kid that's 6'2", 220, and Ron Zook told this story about Donovan Young. Is that he went down there to Texas and never seen the kid live in person.
Sure.
He went down to practice. He was there with Paul Petrino, and he looked over and he saw this big kid. And he said to Paul, this is what Ron Zook said. He said to Paul Petrino, he goes, "If that's Donovan Young, he looks like he's an NFL player."
Wow. And it was him.
Yeah, and it was Donovan Young. I mean, this kid's 6'2", 220, you know, looks great. I mean, he looks great, especially, you know, just sitting there in pads. You see him. One thing, I know a lot of media were all about this kid, just looking at him, seeing him run through drills without pads on. I wanted to see it first. You know, I want to see this kid live. And he's got it. You know, he's got the speed. He's got the moves. But, you know, he's still got to get hit by some of these first stringers, and he's been going against a lot of second string guys, and he's good. I think he's really got a chance, and the one thing in Donovan is, you know, he got passed over by a lot of people.
Well, I was going to say, the naysayer says, well, why aren't you at Texas?
Well, and he had the injury. He had the injury his junior year, which for a lot of kids in Texas, that's the year where they commit, because the Longhorns come calling their sophomore year and their junior year, and they get all their commits pretty much by the time a year before signing day, pretty much is when they get all their commits, and they're done. They're pretty much done by that point. So Donovan Young missed out on those guys, even though Texas was really interested in him before the injury. And then a lot of teams just didn't keep up with him because of that injury. Illinois took a shot and went down to him, and it looks good because I've seen him at practice. The kid has speed. The kid has moves, and that he kind of reminds you of Mikel LeShore, another number five.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds you of Rashard Mendenhall, another number five, because he has that combination that you look for in NFL running backs. The fact that you can get out there and run, but you can also run through people. That's why I took number five. The coaches said, hey, we want you to come here, be number five. We think you're that kind of player that can uphold that tradition. Now, yesterday I watched him a little bit. There's some great moments. There's some great moments from Donovan. But then there's one where he got the crowd going, ooh, because he went to the right. Nobody tackled him, and he kind of did that reverse his course, go across the field, and try and go the other way. Well, he can't do that very much. I mean, he got to the corner, but that's when he got caught up, and that's what college kids are going to do.
Yep.
You know, he doesn't have that same speed, and the coaches yell that to him. You know, just find a hole, hit it, and get it. And that's something that freshmen are going to do, but he's been really good so far. Again, he's got that size-speed combo that you look for.
Now, a kid that does have speed, and I watched him last year in the state championship, is Josh Ferguson, and you'll have to help me on the school now.
Joliet Cal,
that's right. Boy, oh, they were here. That's a shock. They played in the state title.
How many is that? 15, 16? Wow. I don't remember.
But he's quick, isn't he? He's small.
That's the thing that's surprising about Josh Ferguson.
Not small muscle-wise, but he's
about 5'9", 5'10", about 190 pounds. But when you see, he's got muscle on him. I mean, this kid comes from a story program where they build you up, and they have that weight room and a lot of prestige there. But, that's what Petrino said. He's more of a running back than he thought he was going to be. He's not just that scat back, but he's got speed. And when you watch him play out there, you always think, one more move, and he could break away.
Wow.
He could break away. And I think both those guys are going to get a lot of playing time this year. And I think, Troy Pollard is going to have to fight for playing time because he's been there a long time. He's got...
He's been there for 10 years.
He's got the experience, and maybe blocking is where he can help on a third down situation. I'm sure that's where Donovan Young and Josh Ferguson got to improve a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think they're 2, 3, and 4 right there. And I think they passed up Bug Golden, and I think they're going to get a lot of playing time because the coaches played them a lot yesterday.
I put you on the spot a lot, but I'm going to do it here. Do you see Donovan Young and Josh Ferguson – not so much this year because of Jason Ford. Do you see them the next 3 years really playing a huge role in this Illini offense? And what I mean by that is Young getting 25 carries, Ferguson getting 10, being that third down guy.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think Illinois really did a good job in this recruiting class with those running backs. I think they panned out a little more than Illinois thought they were going to pan out. They've come to camp. They're good kids. They're smart kids. And really eloquent kids when you talk to them as well. So I think they're going to be obviously a big part. And Nathan Chehalis is going to be right there alongside them. So when you talk about running attack, I think Illinois, they've been one of the top big-time rushing attacks for the last couple of years. I think that'll continue with these guys.
Well, I think Illini fans can be very happy with what Illinois has produced at that running back role. Howard Griffith won a couple Super Bowls. Robert Holcomb had a big run. You've got Rashard Mendenhall now, Pierre Thomas.
Mikel LeShore,
who's going to be, dynamic.
You have three running backs in the NFL. There's not a lot of schools that can say that. Auburn has a couple. I know they've had Ronnie Brown, Carnell Williams, and Kenny Irons was a guy that was in the NFL. But you have one that's a definite starter in Rashard Mendenhall, one that if he can stay healthy, Pierre Thomas, that would be one. And you never know with Mikel. Could he have been the workhorse if he didn't get hurt there?
And Marshall Faulk, I thought this was interesting. Marshall Faulk congratulated or said thank you basically to Howard Griffith when he was at his Hall of Fame induction.
Well, and I know Terrell Davis loves Howard Griffith too for opening some holes there in Denver as well.
I think it was Holcomb. Did I say Howard?
Yeah, you meant Holcomb.
I'm sorry.
Robert Holcomb.
Robert Holcomb. So I thought it was kind of neat. Robert Holcomb's a kid that I got to cover when I was at Illinois, and he, boy, he would just pound the ball. All right, so another kid that's young is Riley O'Toole, the quarterback. So when we return, I'd like to ask your opinion on him and how he's doing, and will he be the number two guy? You can call us 359-2255, 359-2255, if you have anything to add on the Illini and Camp Rantoul. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I am Latte. He is Jeremy Warner. Don't forget Cardinals Pirates live from Pittsburgh. You'll hear it loud and clear. 5:10 is the pregame. 6:05, first pitch on the new home of St. Louis Cardinals baseball. That's us. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We're talking a little Illini football. We talked about Donovan Young, Josh Ferguson, the younger guys at that running back position, and hopefully, Jeremy, guys that will down the road get a lot of carries at the U of I.
Yeah, and I've been at the Illini practices a couple days. If you've got any questions or any thoughts about Illinois, if you've been to Camp Rantoul, 359-2255, 217-359-2255.
Let's talk to Zach now. Zach, how you doing today?
Doing good. I know we've been talking about the freshmen on the offensive side of the ball. I just want to know if there's any freshmen on the defensive side that can make an impact this year.
I think a couple linebackers, Ralph Cooper, who's number 42, a big kid. I mean, one thing about freshmen is if you're going to make an impact early, you kind of got to have the size.
You got to look
early. Because offensive linemen, I love Pat Flavin, the offensive tackle. He's a big kid, but he's only about 260 right now, and he's 6'7", so he's got some room to grow. Chris O'Connor, a kid that came on during signing day, he's a defensive lineman. He's about 6'6", so he's a kid, but he needs to add some weight. Ralph Cooper's a stocky kid, a quick kid, and Vic Koning said he's been the second best at his position throughout this Camp Rantoul, at least what he's seen from him. So he's probably going to get a backup role, get some playing time possibly early. Henry Dickinson, another linebacker that they've liked. Otherwise, Valden Cooper is a cornerback that might see some time in some nickel dime or maybe some late game situations where he can get some playing time. But defensive line, it's hard because those guys aren't that big. I know Caldwell's a bandit kid that they like that's an athlete, but he's only about 210 pounds right now. So probably a linebacker because they need some depth there. But Henry Dickinson and Ralph Cooper are guys that have stepped up, Zach.
All right, that's all I want to know. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Zach. We appreciate it. Okay, Riley O'Toole, how about I do this when I get back? I'll ask you about that. We appreciate Zach's call. We'll take that anytime. 359-2255. Tay and Jay Show.
It was good to see him perform like that. And if you think about it, I can go back to my freshman year, my first time stepping out there. You're a little nervous. You're a little and stepped out there and had a good day. And it's fun to just kind of be back scrimmaging. And that's a tribute, really, to our coaches, getting us ready. And Riley is a guy who's picked it up well. I mean, you got to give him a lot of credit for studying a lot in the summer, studying a lot this fall, doing a lot of the things that are needed from the quarterback position. And he did. Went out here and performed really well.
That is Nate Shieldhouse. He is the Illini quarterback, of course. Nathan Shieldhouse coming on his sophomore year and talking some good things about a guy that's chasing him in the role as the starting. Well, down the road, that is. But Riley O'Toole, the young kid that's from Wheaton Warrenville South, is that correct?
Two-time state champ.
A lot of people, and Jeremy, I was one of them. The first play at the state championship game, he throws it about 49 yards on a dime at Memorial Stadium, and I thought, I'd like to see that in the future.
Well, and there was one moment that stuck out to me yesterday. Riley O'Toole had a great day. He's fighting for that second string spot behind Miles, with Miles O'Shea right behind Nathan Shieldhouse. But there was one moment that stuck out. He was about 9 of 11 for 160 yards for about 4 or 5 touchdowns. He had a long touchdown pass to Jordan Freisinger, another freshman that's a lot of people, that might have been the highlight, but that was a defensive breakdown. But there was one thing that really stood out to me in Riley O'Toole. This is when he scrambled to the right, felt some pressure, threw across his body to the left behind a linebacker, hit a tight end, and it just had a zip on a throw that we haven't seen. You know, haven't seen. It was an accuracy. You know, Juice Williams had that zip.
Yes,
but he didn't have anything but that.
Right.
Riley O'Toole has some touch on his outside throws. He had a really good day. Now this isn't against the ones, but I think when you're talking about that competition for that number two spot right now, if you're talking about a guy you want to play, if Nathan Shiehaus gets hurt, which you know, God forbid that he gets hurt, but if he gets hurt, you know, I think Riley O'Toole might give Illinois a better chance to win.
Chance
now, Miles
Osei
has been in the system for a while, a couple years. He's a sophomore now, got some playing time, garbage time last year, kind of burned that red shirt. But Illinois coaches felt that, you know, they wanted him in the game.
Yep.
But right now, I think Riley O'Toole has better tools. Now, do they feel better about him going into a game? I don't know, but the kid has a pedigree. You know, that state championship pedigree where he's played great in big games.
How much do you have to change the offense, though, to fit Riley O'Toole?
You don't.
Okay, so he can play this kind of move.
I mean, I hate throwing out comparisons, but you know how the Bears... With Jay Cutler,
yeah,
he can
get out of the pocket.
You know, he's not the most athletic guy, but he's athletic enough and fast enough to where he can get out of the pocket and move and throw. And Riley's pretty good at that. I'm not saying he's Jay Cutler going to be a first-round draft pick kind of thing, but he's got that kind of ability where he can get out there and do those kind of things.
My two cents here. My two cents. If you don't have to use Riley O'Toole this year, you don't.
No, but if...
And I know there's been, it seems like, talk of maybe even using him a little bit in mop-up duty or whatever... Right. Why? I mean, if you've got a chance to have this kid,
I think that's,
when Nathan graduates.
And I think that's their plan, is to have Miles back there.
And I understand if somebody gets, if Nathan gets hurt,
but if he gets
I'm
hurt,
all about that.
Right.
But just to use him to burn something, I hope that doesn't
I doubt
happen.
That happens, because they'd like to have 2 years of him as a starter, and maybe he can push Nathan in the next coming years.
This hour of the Tay and Jay Show was brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. You can visit them at kramersiding.com. Please do. Great sponsor of the Tay and Jay Show. We're out of here at 5:10, aren't we?
Cardinals Pirates tonight.
Okay. We're going to be back, though, for a bit. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.